This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I remember during my side hustles as a DJ in the 80s listening to the post-punk group The and thinking we might be running out of good band names. Turns out here in 2018, we are running out of words to trademark. That's what the statistics show. Here's one of the co-authors of the study, Barton Beebe, a professor of intellectual property law at NYU's School of Law.
We're running out of good trademarks. You know, there's always an option to choose sort of a suboptimal mark. There are lots of marks still available. But what we're finding in our paper is that all of the best marks are taken. And this is causing real problems for new market entrants, for new businesses. They're spending more and more money trying to sort of exploit a shrinking pool of good trademarks.
Now, the assumption was when we set up the trademark system, what, in the 18th century?
Sure. I mean, it goes way back. It goes back to the guilds, if you want. But for the U.S., it started in the 19th century.
They didn't think there would be the possibility of a shortage,
did they? It's crazy. You know, if I were to tell you that our economic system has reached a level of development where we're running out of words, you'd think I'm nuts. There have been lots of media reports over the past decades about, you know, all the good band names are taken, all the good craft beer names are taken. And we wanted to actually show that quantitatively with, you know, back it up with data. And that's what this article does.
Well, what, because trolls have like snaked in there and grabbed all the possibilities and trademarked them?
You know, to register a trademark, you actually have to use it in commerce. This prevents trolls like in the internet style with cyber squatting. It prevents that kind of behavior in our trademark system. But there are so many companies with so many registrations and now with a lot of international companies also registering in the U.S. that lots of marks are just taken.
All right. So a good trademark, let's define that a little bit. Like if we took your last name, Beebe, B-E-E-B-E, that's pretty strong. It's your actual name.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah. You know, there's differences of opinion on whether you should use your surname as a trademark. Because what if you want to sell your company?
Oh.
Then you're stuck with your surname out there being used by someone else. But if you want to start a new company, you've lost control of your surname. So there are lots of great examples, Dell. But I think marketing experts would say, you know, it depends on the situation and be wary of using your surname unless there's a really good reason to do it.
All right. So that's not a great one. So what would be a strong trademark in your view? Give us a sense of that.
Some rules of thumb are that the brand name should be, you know, unique. It should be unique in the sense that it's different from other marks and also unique to you, ideally. You'd be the only company in the economy using the term. That's hard to do nowadays because, you know, even Amazon has some other companies using the term, but in unrelated categories of goods or services. Ideally, you want the brand name to be a common word. This is controversial. There are differences of opinion on this. But a common word, a dictionary word, imparts a sort of authenticity to the brand, a sort of familiarity to the brand. And to the extent it's a common word, it's probably very easy to pronounce and also easy to remember. So that's why in the article we looked at 100,000 most frequently used words in English to see how many were claimed. And we came up with this number that about 75% of the words we use on a daily basis are claimed as trademarks.
So already the words are taken. Even, I think you point out in the paper, the article.
Yeah, the is claimed by, I mean, I think in the paper we say it's 10 different registrants at the moment. Some of those might be acronyms, but that means the word is claimed. And if you want to walk in and register the, you're out of luck. You know, the single letter A, I think, is registered by probably maybe even hundreds of registrants in different categories of goods and services.
Apple's been taken in different ways over the years.
Oh, yeah. Apple Music, Apple, the computer company, they're all many claimants.
But that's a strong trademark, even though there were other claimants.
Because, it's a great trademark.
Because, look, everybody knows how to spell Apple, I
hope.
Yep. And it's a single English word.
Yep. Two syllables. It's short. That's another rule of thumb. Keep the word short. Seven letters. You know, you hear these rules of thumb in marketing, and our data actually backs them up, that this is what we see as far as where people are trying to go. But everything is so claimed that registered marks are getting longer. More syllables. Surname usage is actually declining, we think, not just because of fashion, but also because they're all claimed, you know. About 55% of the U.S. population carries a surname that is claimed as a single word mark. Essentially, for a lot of us, you've just been born too late to claim your name as the name of your business.
All right, what's to be done, though? Are you thinking that we should rethink the system in some way, given the fact that you've identified this shortage?
It's not clear what is to be done. There are some possibilities in terms of little rule adjustments at the Patent and Trademark Office. For one thing, what they're already doing is they're trying to clear out so-called dead wood on the trademark register. That is, marks that are registered but are not still used in commerce. We could try to restrict the degree to which people can just sort of, I wouldn't say easily register trademarks, but the barriers are fairly low. The concern here, though, is that in trying to solve this problem, we end up putting a lot more pressure on small businesses who don't have the sophisticated legal help to get to help them register their marks. And so, you know, at the end of the article, we propose a bunch of technical changes. But I have to admit, I don't think we have a good solution at the moment.
All right. Now, back to a very important point that you were making, which is that, you know, this may be a proof that we're really running out of band names.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I come up with a really good band name about every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer one after we're all finished to our listeners, and maybe they'll contribute a few other ones that are not taken. There seems to be a symbol in what you're talking about. It just means there's a lot of economic activity around the world, if indeed so many of these trademarks are getting snagged.
Yeah, you know, it's a great thing in a way. The market is enormously diverse. There are countless numbers of companies. The market is seeing new entrants every day. This is all great. So there's a good side of this story, a sort of even exciting side of this story. But on the other hand, I think over time, you know, in this century, it's going to be harder and harder for companies to find good brands. You know, they can always choose like an alphanumeric designation. Like there'll always be that left, like a license plate number as your brand name. But you're not going to sell much under
Alpha Delta Charlie Incorporated.
There you go. That's not going to work.
Okay. Well, here's one countervailing force that's happening now in the culture that may help. We are inventing new words. In other words, you could call your company hangry, a word that didn't exist in the dictionary.
No, absolutely. You can always coin new terms, neologisms, so-called fanciful marks in the parlance of trademark lawyers. So we studied that as well. We looked at the most frequently used syllables in American English and then studied how many of those syllables are claimed as single word marks. And we come up with the statistic that about 80% of the syllables you use on a daily basis are claimed as single word marks. All right. You could take that a little farther. You can look at the usage of those syllables in two syllable words. And we come up with similar numbers. I won't give them all to you right now, but it's pretty disturbing that even this idea, oh, come on, you can always coin a new term. We're running out of those also.
I'm going to get a cease and desist just talking to you here because everything come out of my mouth probably is claimed by somebody.
Yeah.
Barton Beebe, along with Jeannie Fromer's piece, Are We Running Out of Trademarks? Is in the Harvard Law Review this month. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.